fortune, fame, mirror, fame, gone insane, but the memory remains.
We are back on the podcast this week, ladies and gentlemen. Heyo! And it's everyone's favorite version of the show, Pop Junk Movie Leftovers, where we don't have an actual agenda.
It's just
we
a
don't have anything to talk about.
It's more or less, it's just a regular show without a top five.
Yeah. What happened was I was on vacation this week, and I got really lazy and just didn't really prep a show. We were going to do some retro junk, which we will still do probably next week. I'd like to do a double feature next week and do the ones that we were talking about doing.
Yep.
But before we get going, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Myself is Adam. That was terrible. Hi, I'm Adam. I'm your host each and every week at Pop Junk Movies. To my right, returning after 2 weeks of Lost in Space, Mr. Corey Flintoff.
Hello.
Hello. And across from me is the baddest man, the baddest man, the baddest man on the planet. You used to be the baddest man on the planet, but now Evan is the baddest
man.
Yeah,
I know. I got demoted.
Evan, what's going on?
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing. So, we're going to free-for-all. We're going to talk a lot of movie news, because there's news to be had. We're going to talk about anything that we've watched this past week, what we're anticipating on watching, and I'm going to share tales from the movie set.
Yeah, you were in a movie.
It wasn't a movie. It was a very strange and arduous experience. A lot of waiting. A lot of hurry up and wait. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. But first, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about some beer that we got flowing.
We got some beer on the table.
We do have beer on the table. We have beer in the glass. Whiskey in the jarro. I'll start off. This was just put in front of my person, and I decided it was mine. This is a Harpoon Celtic Red. A Celtic Red for a Celtic man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Corey, for supplying that. And behind that is a Yuengling Summer Wheat. Wheat.
So wheat.
So that's what I'll be drinking. Corey, what are you, you were drinking the same thing?
I got the same damn thing.
How's the summer wheat?
I didn't try it yet.
No, it's unfortunate.
Having the Harpoon, and it's good.
I have had the Yuengling summer wheat. It's actually really good. I like it more than the other Yuenglings.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good hit of the summer.
We decided, Evan and myself as a collective,
that we like Yuengling now?
No, that I think that now that Yuengling, I've let it go through my system. I've felt out all the different flavors. As far as cheap bears go, I think I still prefer Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
I know it's disappointing to you, Corey. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I don't know. I like the Yuengling because it's like having a full flavored beer that costs very cheaply.
I don't dislike Yuengling. It's not what I'm saying. You're not reading me correctly. Just kidding.
I think I'd go for one of these.
Really?
Yeah.
I decided I like PBR better. I think it's just old reliable for me. It's the old...
Between the two of them, I'm with Evan.
Well,
tastes like a beer.
It's my show, so go fuck yourselves.
Oh,
I'm sorry. So that's what we'll be drinking tonight. A lot of Yuengling and a lot of Yuengling. It's all over the place. It's everywhere.
It's cheap.
It's cheap.
It's cheap and tastes like beer.
Yes, it does. It tastes like beer-flavored beer.
Yeah.
It's like if Duff had
a
flavor.
It's a tiny bit better than beer-flavored beer.
Okay, fair enough. So that's what we're drinking, and I guess let's just, you have a couple pieces of news, I have a couple pieces of news. I'll go for the most recent piece of news, because this was upsetting when I read this, and then I was happy when I read something else relating to it, and then I was unhappy when I read the third piece of news. So, the big summer movie that's coming out this week that I will not be seeing, because it looks like hot garbage, is the Transformers Age of the Dinosaur Robot.
Give me my
people.
Alien gun.
Yeah. Transformers 4 looks god-awful, as were the other three. Yeah, the other three not good. So what I read that I thought was really funny was Transformers... I don't know if I'm saying 3 or 4. Transformers 4, Rise of the Fall of the Empire of the Jedi. It's 2 hours and 40 fuck minutes.
That's a long movie.
2 hours and 40 minutes of fucking robots, like,
smash
rolling around against each other. Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck wants to sit through 2 hours and 40 minutes of that shit?
What kid wants to sit through 2 hours?
That's what I'm saying. I remember, like, when I was a kid, like, obviously it's been stated many times in the show that T2 was one of my favorite movies growing up, and that's, like, probably 210. I would ballpark it, and yeah. I always remember that being, like, an epic.
But it's good. It's
right, movie. But I'm saying that 210, like, and that's like, and that's a movie that needs
to be. That's a full movie.
Yeah. I mean, they trimmed a lot of fat off of that movie, and that, you know, that the uncut version is like probably 245.
It's almost 3 hours long.
Yeah,
it's awesome,
and it's so good.
It's still good. It's so good.
But holy shit, a Transformers movie for 2 hours and 40 yeah, minutes? No, thank you. It is trending on Rotten Tomatoes, 18% positive. On Rotten Tomatoes right now. People are saying universally that it's one of Michael Bay's worst movies.
I had no expectations.
It's worse. It's supposedly the worst of the four Transformers movies, which is saying a lot. And one review I read said, at least I didn't get raped on the way into the theater. Which was awesome. So here's the other... There's the third piece of bad news that really bummed me out. Already worldwide, today is Saturday. It came out probably midnight Thursday.
Like,
it's made $126 million worldwide.
Whoa. How?
Oh my God.
Because people fucking don't care. They just don't give a shit.
I believe that these are the movies that are just killing.
Yeah, that is destroying Hollywood.
Movie industry,
yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm not trying to be movie hipster. I'm just saying, fuck these movies.
It's the fact that...
I understand they're kids' movies and they're maybe not for us.
No, but we argue... That they should try harder.
Right.
And their rebuttal is, it made $126
yeah, exactly.
million. So it's kind of, you don't really have a dog left in the fight.
Yeah.
About,
and I mean, if this was trending like 90% of Rotten Tomatoes, I wouldn't
be
slinging shit at it. Right. I would be like, well, maybe it's
not
actually
for us,
good.
Maybe.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
check
yeah, right.
Out.
Like
18%.
18. Out of.
People are just throwing their money at the
yeah,
title.
Yeah.
Is whether they're,
it's so
perfect,
sad.
Like, how do I say this? Like money bait. It's.
Yeah.
It's
Hollywood cash grab.
It's a sequel.
Yeah.
It's based on toys.
Yep.
And it's aimed at children.
Yeah.
And it started the pretty much like first week of Summer Vacation.
Right. Yeah. Good call. Yeah. It was a perfect. It's a perfect. It was the perfect shitstorm. So that's what's going on this week. A couple of the pieces of movie news. I may dip into some of yours. I'm not sure what you have. But I guess they're gonna reboot Predator, so much reboot it. But they're basically revitalizing the franchise, which I thought Predators was decent.
It was okay. I don't think I'd watch it again.
No,
it
I never.
Right.
No. You know what they did is they ruined the coolest twist in the trailer of
yeah.
Predators. When you found out that they weren't on Earth,
yeah.
You could have just kind of like saved that for the movie.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. But no, the big news is that Shane Black is taking over. He's writing and possibly directing.
Who was one of the characters
who was
in
the first Predator movie, but you also may know him. He directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He wrote all the Lethal Weapon movies. He just recently directed Iron Man 3, which I wasn't a huge fan of, but I thought what he brought to that movie made it interesting. I thought everything else was kind of blech.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's in the first Predator movie. He's Hawkins?
Yeah, he's the guy that does the jokes and he's
wearing he does the jokes and he wears the glasses and he gets killed. He's the first one to die. He's writing that with his writing partner. He's the guy who wrote Monster Squad, which I thought was really random.
That's weird.
I know. But I think, when is Hollywood... because we're on a string of Total Recall, RoboCop, Red Dawn, Conan. That's four, like, rebooted franchises that just kind of tanked.
Yeah.
So when is this trend going to end? You know what I mean? This is decent because it's Shane Black. He's like a respectable director. He's a really good writer. He's probably going to come up with a really good, you know, concept. He's already came out and said that he's not going to reboot it. He's just going to keep going. Because he says, like, you know, the first movie's good and some of the other ones are decent.
I don't really mind this being rebooted. A reboot can happen when... and I've heard that it's not a reboot, by the way.
That's what I said. That's what I said. It's not so much a reboot because he's going to recognize the sequels.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, like...
The previous films, I mean.
With, like, it's like an Arnold movie, but then they went and made a bunch of sequels without Arnold.
Yeah.
So it's not that bad.
I'm guessing Arnold's not going to be in this one.
That would be fucking awesome if he was.
I mean, he...
if he brought in, like, an old Dutch, that would kick ass.
Yeah, they have to find the one guy that killed them. They're like, I know one guy that killed the Predator, and all of a sudden Danny Glover shows up. They're like, damn it, I thought it was going to be Arnold.
Wrong move.
God damn it.
Like, him being in Predators, or Predator, makes kind of sense. Him being in the new Terminator...
Makes less sense.
Makes less sense.
Yeah.
But it the new terminal looks fucking interesting.
It does look cool. I mean, I'm not gonna throw shade at it yet. Every concept I've seen looks decent.
Everything they've been showing, it looks
interesting. It looks like they're sort of gonna pull a like a Star Trek and kind of do some time travel and
like they're saying the whole thing. They're saying it's gonna take place like behind the scenes of the first.
Yeah, while the first movie's going on.
That's kind of awesome.
It's like the Harry Potter Prisoner of Azkaban.
I think that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's probably the best direction.
It's the best idea. Yeah, to if you want to screw with the timeline, you can reset everything. So more movie news. Pacific Rim 2 is due out April 7th,
2017.
And
no one cares.
People do care, and that's what bums me out. Because not a great film. Not a huge fan of Pacific Rim. A lot of people like that movie. I'm surprised.
I don't get it.
Not a good movie. Brett Ratner's Beverly Hills Cop 4 confirmed for 2016. That's going to be a shit burger. And nerds have their underoos in a bunch because fucking Nathan Fillion's gonna do a voice in Guardians of the Galaxy. Woohoo! Who fucking cares?
How do they keep adding shit? How do they keep adding shit to this movie when
There's
already been like a trailer put out.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, there's.
That's all I've heard. Though people are flipping like, oh my god, Nathan Fillion's gonna be in Guardians, and then they're like, oh, it's just gonna be like a voice work, and then it's just like, I don't care a shit. And finally, my last piece of movie news, pour one out for Eli Wallach.
Yeah.
Finally passed away. He was old as shit.
We weren't waiting for
him. No, I had a Eli Wallach clock, like a ticker, you know. It was just
you did?
Yeah, I had it in my room. Sage was very upset with that.
Yeah, he was the ugly.
He was the ugly. He was Tuco in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. He was also a really good... He was also a really good stage actor, and he played Mr. Freeze in the Batman show. The Batman 60s,
I didn't know Adam Mr. West. Freeze was in.
Yeah, a handful of episodes. Yeah, a couple.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but he was a really good actor. He's the best, obviously, Clint Eastwood is a huge Hollywood actor, especially back in the 70s, and he should get recognized for being in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but that's his movie. That's Eli Wallach's movie.
Yeah.
He fucking owns that movie.
He's the best part
of that entire movie.
Lee Van Cleef was in that one.
He was
the Ugg.
Yeah.
He was the least amount being in that.
No, he wasn't
the
Ugg. He was the bad. Eli Wallach was the Ugg. That's what I got going on for movie news. What else? What do you have for news, Evan? What do you got for newsworthy?
A couple of snippets.
You got a snippet?
Something that came out down the pipe, I think, during your vacation last week. Ryan Johnson is going to
something I would like to talk about.
Star Wars spinoff. We don't know which one.
Well, no, this is what I've heard. There's conflicting reports coming out that he's either going to do a spinoff or he's going to do the next two movies. What I heard is that J.J. Abrams is only going to direct the first sequel, Episode 7, to set up the canon and set up the universe, and then. Ryan Johnson's going to come in and direct the next two, which I'm totally cool with.
Yeah.
Ryan Johnson, if you don't know, he directed Looper, The Brothers Bloom, and Brick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that guy, and most notably, he directed some of the best episodes of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he did.
So he is a very, in my opinion, he's a very good director.
Very good tech.
Yeah, that's a steal because I've been basically waiting for him to kind of break out and become like a huge deal in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I thought Looper was going to do it. That ended up being kind of a quiet, kind of a silent hit.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, people liked it. It was really well reviewed, but it didn't really blow up to the extent I thought it would.
You should have gone more.
I agree. It was one of my favorite movies of 2011. I think.
Fantastic
movie. Yeah, I love that movie a lot. So I think he's gonna bring a definite, like a different sensibility to that franchise. I mean, it's painful to say, but it's a Disney franchise, and this guy is far from Disney as Disney gets.
Yeah.
But I'm totally pumped. Because basically from what I've heard. About what's basically happening with the Star Wars universe is the reason that they shut down the original. You ever heard the original screenwriter? They kind of kicked them off so they could bring in Lawrence Kasdan and J.J. Abrams to rewrite the movie.
Yeah.
What I heard was that I heard this from a guy, a movie friend of mine that I met on set, is that the original script centered more around like their kids, like Luke Skywalker's son and all that, but they wanted. Luke Skywalker and Han Solo to be the main characters of the first film to segue into the new characters in the second and third.
Okay.
Which is interesting. So I mean I was very it was a DreamWorks guy that they had writing the original script that they kicked off, and then they brought in Kasdan, which I think is really cool because he wrote Raiders, he wrote Jedi, he helped, I think he's has writing credits on Empire.
Yeah.
So I mean that dude is, he's in the shit when it comes to Star Wars. So yeah, good good piece of news. What else you got?
Currently all of the Stephen King books are in development.
Yeah, yeah. That is a good point.
That's something I read recently. They're all in development. All of them.
Just pick one.
I don't know if somebody was just like, just do them all.
I heard, the last I had heard was... I'm going to
pull out a whole new door.
Yeah, we were going out a whole new door. The last I heard was 11/22/1963 was going to be... a movie, which I hear is one of his best recent scripts. No. Script books. I
haven't read it.
I heard good things.
It's being rebooted.
Oh, yeah. It is going to be like a regular Hollywood movie.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But if it's good, it's good.
I didn't read the article. I just read the...
Well, then... Good job.
In place of all of the other Hollywood reboots, though, I'd rather take a gamble and... have them make a whole bunch of these things and have them be either good or bad.
Yeah.
Than to go and spend my money and watch a reboot of a movie that, you know, I like the original anyways. And
I mean, there's issues with the original, but we've talked about it before.
I say don't do all these movies and just do the Clock Tower.
Yeah, that's the one I'm waiting to. Dark Tower.
Dark Tower.
That's the one I'm waiting to come down the pipe. I mean, I've heard so many good things.
Did I say Clock Tower?
Yeah, you probably did. Save the Clock Tower. Save the Clock Tower. I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah, it's all good. Just do the Clock, not the Clock Tower movies, but
Save the Clock Tower.
Do the Dark Tower movies. You can see how those things get mixed up.
No, it's very
far
apart.
They both have towers.
They do both have towers.
Yeah, just do that movie. I don't think we need a reboot of any of these.
Oh, you're really saying all of his old books are in everything?
That's just what it said.
It just said everything? Just do them all?
It said all of Stephen King's properties are in development. Okay.
What else you got?
Remember that movie Chronicle that did really good?
Yeah.
That people loved a lot?
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
I didn't see it. I don't want to see it because I don't like those kind of movies.
It was the superhero found footage movie.
Narnia?
Yeah. Well, no, you're wrong.
Regardless, because of that, we're getting
a Fantastic Four
found footage feel.
No, what happened is Josh Trank is the director of that film. It did really well. People liked it. Blah, 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 blah. So then they were like, all right, let's reboot Fantastic Four because that's a thing that hasn't been successful yet. Let's get Tranky Trank to direct it. And so they were like, oh, it's going to have a found footage feel, which means we're going to save fucking dollars shooting stupid stuff through camcorders so you can say... like, whatever. I don't care at this point.
But why?
Because those movies cost zero to make.
Yeah.
They cost nothing.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't have to watch it, so you don't win that round.
Just make a superhero found footage movie.
They did. It was...
And make a regular Fantastic Four movie that's right, good.
For sure.
Just do that.
Just do
that. We don't need a found footage Fantastic Four movie.
No, we don't.
And who wants it?
Nobody.
You don't know, but, you know, they know you do.
Yeah.
You do so need it. You just stupid. Don't know you do yet.
It's the dumbest it's thing dumb. I've ever
God
heard.
Damn it.
God damn it. All right. Now, and finally.
Oh, boy.
The trailer for Fury has dropped.
Oh,
Fury.
The David Ayer directing.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt starring.
Uh-huh.
With
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Who I fucking hate. Can I just throw that out there?
Hold on. Rolling, can I have a
Nazi killing?
Yeah.
Hold on. One second. I have the perfect word to describe Shia LaBeouf. A little cunt.
Wow.
Douche canoe.
Was that our first C word on the podcast?
Maybe, but it he deserves be. It. I'm sure anybody listening...
Well, there was that news story that just broke about how you got kicked out of like a Broadway show.
There's all these news stories about
he
it.
Actually used the Don't You Know Who I Am? Yeah, it was a whole
He's
thing.
He's a cunt.
Really?
Yeah, he sucks.
You're Anyways.
Michael Pena, Logan Lerman.
Shane from Walking Dead
is now his name.
That's his name, Shane from Walking Dead.
He will
Dead.
Now always be known as
the best character from Walking
Dead. Yeah, man. Not to stray too far. We just watched the trailer for Fury. Yeah, it looks really good.
We've known about it forever now.
Yeah, we have known about it forever. I actually knew it was coming out. I hadn't watched the trailer until just now.
Real quick. Okay, we just watched
it. Takes place towards the tail end of World War II.
Uh-huh.
And Brad Pitt is the commander of a tank crew.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's
tanks and Nazis.
So there's tanks as Fury.
So basically,
fighting Nazis and tanks.
So basically, our dad wrote this movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's a John Boy original.
It is a John Boy exclusive.
There's not a lot of tank movies.
No, absolutely not.
Give me a fucking tank movie.
Tank.
I want to see tanks.
There's a movie called Tank. It came out in the 80s.
I want to see tanks and people yelling fire. Well,
Courage Under Fire is the only one I could sort of think of. But that's not a tank movie.
It's not a tank movie.
No, it's just a movie with tanks.
Tanks are in it.
Yeah, tanks are featured.
I mean, there are tanks in Saving Private Ryan, but sure. It's not a tank movie.
No, it's not a tank movie.
We need a tank movie.
Well, we're getting a tank movie.
Well, Evan... Move the bus. You're getting a tank movie.
I'm excited for a tank
movie. I can tell. You look excited for Tank.
I'm pretty excited for Fury.
And it's going to be in the fall, so...
Yeah, good call. Yeah, it's something that'll come up and, you know, maybe...
It'll come up. We'll go see it. We'll have a tank.
Yeah, sure.
And David Ayer's last movie was End of Watch.
Did you like that?
I did.
You know, seeing
tanks... I did like it.
Tanks and IMAX really does it for me. Sure. I just sold it to myself.
All right.
Tanks it wasn't great. I liked it when it was called Southland. But
oh, that's the you're my best friend. No, you're my best friend.
No, you're my best friend.
No, you're my best friend. End of Watch. It's Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena. Michael Pena's in the movie.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of the actors.
Yes.
But he's like, you're my best friend. No, you're my best friend. That's the only thing I remember for that movie.
Two Cops in Love.
Yeah, Two Cops in Love.
Two Cops in Love.
Found footage or no?
No. Well, it was documentary.
Bullshit. That's found footage. Not found footage, but it's that's what they refer to that as.
Yeah, there's not somebody following them around with a camera.
No, it was good though.
But
did you watch it all?
No, I just watched I Love You. You're my favorite partner.
So there are some found footage. All right, it was like kind of like District 9.
It was like Cops the movie.
Sort of.
No, not yeah, really. Almost.
Oh, like how District 9 had that whole opening with
it went in between. Like, it would go by...
It would go back and
yeah, it would go back
and it's not too jarring. It doesn't take out of the
moment. No. It's good.
I'm going to tell you honestly...
It's on Netflix.
Don't yell at me.
Sorry.
Just kidding. I'm not the only one that's allowed to yell on this show.
I watched it because I felt I should. And I was like, here's a movie. People talk about it. I know you watched like half of it, Evan, I mean. Yeah. And... We were like, go ahead, check it out. It's honestly good. I like the story.
Why do you have to out me on the podcast?
Short. I did.
For what?
Saying that I only watched half of it.
He only watched half.
We could have just foregone and said I watched all of it.
So I'm not the only one, though. I'm not the only one.
I could always edit that out.
All right.
And we could say that Corey only watched
half of it. No, don't edit it out.
That's not true. I did not.
I watched enough of it.
Did you get to a point and you said, I've seen enough.
I've seen enough. I know where this is going.
Did you?
No, I'll continue.
Yeah, it was good.
Some notable new releases on Netflix streaming. If you are streaming Netflix, if you're not, then what's your problem?
I was actually going to get to that.
Yeah.
You should.
Let's do it. Let's hash it out. Some notable new releases on Netflix that you should watch. World War Z. I'm going to say right now.
If you've never seen
that movie and you're into the zombie, what have you, action film situation... good movie.
Question.
It is very good.
Shoot.
There's two versions out on Netflix.
Unrated and regular.
Just watch the unrated.
Unrated
is like director's cut?
Yeah, it's 8 minutes longer than the regular.
That's the only difference?
Yeah, and we saw the original in theater, and I can't really tell what's new.
I could tell a few things. Like, remember when he was flying up in the plane?
Mm-hmm.
And then they started flashing to scenes of
Not too much.
No, they were flashing down to scenes in Jerusalem of
Yeah.
That was added, which I liked.
Okay.
So does it matter which one I watch?
There's more zombies like killing people.
I'm gonna watch the uncut because I want to watch the uncut for my buck.
Just do yourself.
I made the
a
list
favor.
Though.
Yeah.
I noticed though,
and the dream
being,
sequences were cut from the original.
Okay. Yeah. Good call.
Not to take away from your list.
That's okay. Take away from it.
But for being you know, early July right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice how many horror movies are coming out on Netflix right now?
No.
It seems like...
I didn't mean to...
No, it seems like there's a lot, like, Hellraiser, a bunch of those.
Oh,
Prophecy,
yeah, like a crappy, like...
But just, like,
yeah.
Usually ones that you would only churn out, like, come September, October.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Elvira. just kind of came out, and it's like, who wants that in July? Who wants that in October?
I don't think they really take the seasons into account.
Oh, no.
Couple older movies from the 90s that just popped up that I've watched both movies. Major League is now on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
Very good movie. Love me some Major League.
Too old to be diving into luck.
Fucking A. And Wayne's World.
Yep.
Wayne's World's a classic. It's a 90s classic.
We were just talking about that the other day.
We were. Noah's Arcade.
It's video game called Zoltar.
I like both those movies.
Yeah, of course.
I like both of them.
Because you're a red-blooded American.
Yeah.
This 90s. Man blows goats. I have proof.
Evan, your thoughts on Mission Impossible 3 that just popped up?
It's good.
Mission Impossible 3 was
really
good.
Really good. I really like it.
I think it's the best of the four.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
What was the fourth one?
You know what? No. Maybe the first one's still the best.
The first one's really good.
First one's Brian De Palma, and it's more like the television show, and it's more like sneaking around doing spy shit. The second one is a handful of flaming shit.
It's hot garbage.
It is awful.
What was the one that we watched here? Was that three or four?
I don't know. I didn't watch four with you. We stopped watching movies together a long time ago.
At sleepovers?
It's probably three. I watched four. Four is Ghost Protocol, which I think is on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, no, I never saw that.
And it's good. Yeah. Yeah, it has to be on Netflix, otherwise I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, so it was
but really three
good.
Is cool.
Three is a solid movie.
You know what three is? Three is J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, so
it's good. And classic Philip Seymour Hoffman villain.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's really good in that.
Yeah, he is.
Another movie that I like that proceed with caution, I don't know if it's for everybody. Have you guys ever seen Waking Life?
Yes.
It's a Richard Linklater film.
Yeah.
It's almost like a it's one of those movies where like they shoot it with a camera and then animate it.
Yeah, it's artsy.
Yeah. I really like that movie.
I liked it.
What was that?
Wasn't there a Keanu movie?
Oh, Skinner Darkly.
Skinner Darkly. Yeah, not as good.
But this one's done better.
It's just like people having conversations about life and it's very philosophical.
It was when I watched it, I don't know, probably what's that movie? 2001? 2003?
Yeah, it's kind of 2001,
It's early. So when I watched it, it was on TV, and it was like dead late at night, and I just got... Yeah. I don't know.
It's a fun movie.
There's a bunch of people in it, too.
Oh, yeah. Ethan
Hunt. Who's that guy that looks like David Schwimmer?
I don't know.
That guy's in it.
Guy from...
not the guy from The Warriors.
Guy from Saving Private Ryan.
All I know is the star of this movie is the kid... is Wiley Wiggins, who is the pitcher from Dazed and Confused, the kid that's ass paddled.
Yeah.
By Ben Affleck and his buddies.
God, I hate that.
He looks like
guy.
Tim Lincecum.
O'Bannon.
Fucking O'Bannon. So that's on there. That's a movie I'm going to revisit. I just wrote it because it was funny. There's a movie on there called Asian Schoolgirls. Not a porn.
It's not?
Not a porn. Like an action movie.
I'm out.
That's that's much like a movie I came across on Netflix that's not a porn, but sounds like a porn, which is called Nuns with Big Guns. Not a porn.
I'm going to cue that later.
How do you find that?
Not a porn, though.
I get the wrong stuff popping up on my queue.
What else? And a serious note, two documentaries that I have not watched, but I will be checking out. So if you there listening... want to try and keep current with the show. Stories We Tell, which is a movie directed by Sarah Polley. I don't know if you know who that is. She was the lead in...
Yeah, she was in
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, she basically made a documentary about her family. I mean, like, kind of her family's... I don't want to say screwed up. I haven't watched yet, but I guess her family's really interesting. And she made, like, a documentary about it, and it's, like, really highly rated. It's a lot of people that I respect, their opinions say it's really good, so I'm going to check that out. And also Let the Fire Burn, which I heard is amazing. So I'm going to watch both of those coming up soon. A documentary I did watch last 2 weeks ago, it doesn't matter. Mortified Nation. Has this come across to you guys at all?
Yeah, that's on my queue. Haven't watched it yet.
It's good, but I bet you won't watch the whole thing.
Is it boring?
No, it's interesting. Excuse me. What it is it's people, adults, reading like... their diaries from when they were, like, kids, or, like, notes they wrote girls, or anything that they wrote from when they were, like, an adolescent. So part of it's super, it's pretty interesting to, like, get, you know, you crawl inside of the, you know, 13-year-old brain of these adults.
Yeah.
But then there's another part of it is it's just, because they do, they read it to, like, a crowd of people in, like,
a
theater.
Yeah, it's like an auditorium.
Yeah, and then part of it's, like, yeah, they're sharing all this, you know, this funny stuff, and some of it's funny and some of it's not, but some of it, like, there's a part of me that, like, it's super hipster, like, vanity project. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're embarrassing themselves, but they're doing it to, like, you know, hey, look at me, laugh at me, but not, you know, yeah. I don't know, something about it, like,
I don't know, it shouldn't, something like that shouldn't be ironic.
But it sort of is in the context of the film. It's interesting. Some of them are, you know, some of them are funny, some of them are just like, all right, this is dumb.
I'll probably check it out.
I would recommend checking it out. No, I think you will at least enjoy it, and it'll make you think.
Should I watch it all? Sit through it?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that they say about, like, adolescence, not verbatim, this is 2 weeks ago I watched it, but they basically say, and it's so true, it's like, it's the most, like, exciting time of your life because you're going through everything for the first time, and it's also the scariest time of your life because you're going through everything for the first time. Like, puberty, like, you know, girls, like, everything. Like, you're experiencing, like, so many important life lessons.
Yeah.
But it's also for the first time, so it's super scary.
Well, at least now we can drink when we go through it again.
Yeah, that, and that's important. That is the point.
I think that would have helped the first time.
So those are some notable things, and for some reason I also wrote down Through the Never. Do we ever want to talk about that?
No. We can.
I
did you watch it?
I didn't make it far.
Do you want to give 3 minutes to Through the Never?
No, I want to give 90 seconds. Go.
90. You go first.
I like Metallica from like being like a metalhead at like 15, but like the Inner Cut movie is so goofy. It's just the dumbest.
The live concert stuff.
It's fine.
Is all right. I don't remember Kirk ever singing that much though.
Like, I know, right?
In the Inner Cut movie, I thought was gold.
But for the wrong reasons.
But for the wrong reasons. Because, you know, at least Lars Ulrich thought that was the hippest, coolest fucking thing that they could come up with.
The only thing that movie will now ever remind me of is there was a period that we were driving to work together for about a month.
Yeah.
And we were listening to your satellite radio, and they had a Metallica channel. And it was always them promoting
the
movie.
And it was Lars Ulrich's overview, and it was about a man who's tossed into a post-apocalyptic nightmare he never saw coming.
No, he didn't see it coming.
And it's like, you know, that's not what the movie's about?
It's embarrassing to me because you know they thought it was the coolest
thing
ever.
It is Velveeta.
It sucks.
It is Velveeta cheese.
And you know they thought it was super awesome.
Is Velveeta cheese not good?
No.
No, well, it's the cheesiest. It's the cheesiest, Evan. Did you watch it?
No.
You gotta put yourself through it one time.
I can. I don't
put yourself through it one time. My only regret.
My time is short. I gotta leave.
My only regret is that we did not see it in the theater.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Because you could have been loud. Nothing would have mattered.
Can you imagine him paying money to see that?
Nothing would have mattered. Nothing else matters.
No. No, it doesn't. It
would have been hilarious.
So, yeah, that's on there if you like music. Actually, if you like music. Not Metallica, but I don't know. I can't say music in general. It's so subjective. But I watched Pearl Jam 20, finally. Fantastic. Fan-fucking-tastic. I really liked it.
It's pretty much like the Stone Gossard movie.
Yeah, a little bit. It's really good. I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. It's really good. It's a little up its own ass once in a while. A little bit.
Very, very small. Very, very small.
It's a little up its own ass at certain times.
They show really cool things that maybe people don't really remember.
You know, I'll be honest with
when
you.
When
like,
they spoke in front of Congress, which they were young when
well,
they did that.
Yeah, I know. Well, when they were even younger, and like, I have a feeling if I was Eddie Vedder, I'd be watching that. Like, not feeling embarrassed, but like, you know how like when you try to remember like stuff that like how you were when you were younger, you're kind of like, ooh, I was a little mature.
Yeah, you remember it, and then they have to see.
They have to watch it.
They have to see it
yeah.
word for word. So,
I would imagine he was probably a little embarrassed watching some of that stuff. But it's good. It's really good. I highly recommend it. So yeah, that's what's streaming.
One more movie.
Oh, one more.
Uh-oh. It's streaming that I watched, so I'll do a little movie review. the Spike Lee Old Boy.
Tell me about it.
Remake.
Tell me.
It's on that because you're gonna sell it to me because I added. It
I'm
to
not
my
gonna
queue.
Sell it.
No,
sell
it's I heard
I'm
it's
not
good.
Selling it.
It's bad.
It's not bad.
Oh, I actually need to. I put this in show notes. Last week when we were talking action sequences with Sean Harris. You were talking about Old Boy, and I said, yeah, it's not on Netflix anymore. It's back.
Okay, good.
It's back. So
wait,
the Korean, both of them are on there.
I gotta figure out what version.
No, you don't. If you don't watch the Korean version, I'll never speak to you again.
Just watch.
No, that's what I'm saying, though, is I gotta see
well,
which one.
Well, watch the Korean version
I've
first.
Got one on my queue, and now I'm scared.
Oh,
which
no, they're
one
both
is.
On there. They're both on there.
So I don't...
Well, you'll know which one, because it has...
One's Josh American, Brolin and on one's a bunch of people you've never seen before.
Tell your tale. All
right, so Speakly. Spike Lee.
Speakly.
Old Boy is a Spike Lee joint.
Yeah, it is. Does it say that in the credits?
I don't remember. Oh, but, it stars Josh Brolin as the lead.
Yeah.
And, Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, that's getting...
And Charlotte Copley. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, who cares?
Charlotte Copley?
Yeah.
Copley?
Yeah, it's both. It's
he's,
all of them.
He's the villain.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's a spoiler.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? You should have seen
it. I had the wrong one. I've got the right one now.
Good. Anyways, so it's not terrible. It's interesting to see Spike Lee translate from the Korean version. Few things, like when he's watching the news reports on the TV, it's like, I get it, you're still upset about fucking 9/11 and the hurricane get it, like, we know what happened, for fuck's sake.
I feel like that was the only reason he wanted to make that movie.
Yeah,
this is like to like splice clips of like things happening over like the last couple decades.
Exactly. But
I'm not watching it.
I will say that Josh Brolin is pretty good. He's good in it. I really like Josh Brolin. I guess I have a soft spot. Maybe.
I heard he's a real asshole. I heard he's a real dickhead. Yeah, I heard he's an asshole.
He's a drunk and a half.
Yeah, he's like a real shitbag. I'm not saying I don't dislike his movies. I don't dislike his movies. I'm not saying I dislike his movies.
If you ever watch the George Bush movie he made,
he's really good
really
in that.
Fucking good.
Yeah, he's...
Look him up on YouTube. He's had some hilarious
He's kind of... He's got that Russell Crowe thing going on.
Yeah.
Likes to yell at people.
Good. Yeah, he does.
Good.
Well, I don't it doesn't bother me.
It's kind of how
I Yeah, I was going to say, well, did you really picture him any other way?
I saw a good one when he got really hot in a bar, and then they immediately defused him, and then he was all hugs and love.
Oh, good.
It was great.
So Spike Lee tried really hard to replicate a lot of the stuff from the original. The fight scene's there.
Yeah.
Not as good.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's not bad. It's not terrible.
Okay.
I was entertained. He does not eat the squid. Spoiler for the Korean
version.
When
you watch the Korean version, you see him eat a squid. It's actually an octopus.
Whole squid?
The reveal at the end doesn't go over as well, obviously.
Yeah, don't get into the reveal.
I want Corey to
lose sleep.
The reveal at the end obviously doesn't go over.
I heard it was a sick movie, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
The reasons why it's happening to him is different.
Okay.
And there's actually a really cool scene worth watching.
I'm going to watch this. Because I'm such a fan of the original, I just need to see it because
just
it exists.
Just watch it. Samuel Jackson.
Of course.
He's in it more than I thought he was going to be. I thought he just had one scene.
I'll repay you.
There's more summer in the fridge.
Okay.
Trying to think. There's like more... I think there's more action in it. I'm not sure. Like, there was some slow parts... from the original that they just kind of got rid of.
Yeah. Just tell us the part you really liked.
Thank you, Corey. Tell
us the part you really liked.
The part that I most appreciated this movie for is that you get to see Elizabeth Olsen very naked.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And it is phenomenal.
Does not disappoint.
It does not disappoint.
Evan, if you had to describe it with a noise, what would it be?
Honk. No, she is a beautiful,
specimen.
Stunning
looking she's
woman.
A very attractive woman.
She's extremely attractive. She's like...
Friend of the podcast,
you know,
Elizabeth Olsen.
She reminds me of Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Mm.
If
but
Maggie
without,
Gyllenhaal,
a without a turtle face.
If Maggie Gyllenhaal wasn't fucking ugly and looked like a turtle. And had a fucking awesome body.
That's awesome.
So
get
no
rid offense of, to Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Get rid of Maggie.
Wow.
Get rid of Maggie Gyllenhaal. Fucking Tanya, the Elizabeth Olsen scene is pretty
See,
great.
Now all I'm thinking of is Dark Knight, which would be like Bruce, and I'd be like, go away.
She was
back in your shell, turtle.
She was pretty alright in this movie. I look forward to seeing what else she does in the future.
I saw a horror movie with her in it, and it
she
sucked
was not good in Godzilla.
No, she's better in this. Remember how the Korean version is version? Duh. Do you remember how the
that was Korean?
Shush, shush! I'm talking. Do you remember how the Korean version's ending was kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this one's still kind of like, huh?
Okay.
But it's okay.
All right.
It's not bad. It's not terrible. I was expecting a complete shit fest.
Yeah.
And I felt like this was going to be like...
I think there was so much backlash on this movie because of how revered Old Boy is. And it's not revered by everybody. It's revered by, like, film dorks and whatnot. And it didn't need to be remade. There was nothing wrong with it.
No,
there was nothing wrong with
it. It did not need to be remade.
In fact, it's amazing. It's an amazing movie.
But if I didn't know about the Korean version,
and then you
saw
this, you'd be like, "Oh, this is an interesting movie."
I'd like it.
Fair enough.
As much as I really don't like Spike Lee, I like some of his movies.
25th Hour.
25th Hour is really good.
Yes. Do the right thing.
I will say that the camera work in this is pretty good. An Old Boy. It's like the fight scene is like a big tracking shot, and it's done pretty well.
Not as well as the original.
Not as well as the original, but you know what? The camera work in this is sort of better. You'll know what I mean.
It's probably more modern.
But,
not more modern.
But the fighting is not as good
as
the Korean.
Yeah, like the choreography probably isn't as good as
exactly.
The Korean movie. Okay.
And the other tracking shot that appears in the movie, which I won't talk about the details or specifics, is pretty good and done well. I'd give it a 3.
You sold me. I'm going to watch it.
I liked it, but, I mean, if you've seen the Korean version, obviously that one's better.
Yeah.
But this isn't terrible. I was expecting it to be really bad.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not bad.
Cool.
Should I watch them back to back?
No.
Korean one first?
Well, just watch the Korean one.
And then if you like it.
If you like it, then watch the,
yeah,
if it's, the American.
Cool. Yeah. So that's a bevy of information for everybody to swallow.
That was a bit.
So yeah, I was in a movie on Monday. It was weird.
Tell us about it.
What was funny is, you get the email saying like, you know, be here at this time, blah, blah, blah. They call you too, just to make sure.
I was going
to
say, which is weird that it's an email.
Well, no, the email basically instructs you like, don't fucking look at the actors. Don't talk to the actors. Don't ask them for autographs. Fuck off. Like, it just tells you like, basically like, The way the instructions read that, like, if you look at Johnny Depp the wrong way, he's going to have an AD tell you to go fuck yourself.
Well, it could
tell that guy I told him to go fuck himself.
It could probably be a real nightmare, though, because...
No, I heard from somebody on set that they said they were kicking extras off because they were asking for autographs.
You know what I'm saying?
You're there to work. Basically, it's a working environment. You're a paid actor. They're paid actors. It's a day of work.
Well, that's the thing, is that people aren't professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's your very, very first day doing anything like that. Please act accordingly.
And everybody I was with, actually everybody there, I didn't see anybody get kicked off set. Everybody I was with was super professional. I was like the big first timer. These guys were all like, oh yeah, I was in, you know, Grown Ups and Shutter Island. And that's like their thing. It's like their second job and or their only job. Like trying to make it, you know, in movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
So when I went to wardrobe, they were like, oh, you have kind of a baby face. You know, what can you do for facial hair? I was like, I can grow some sick sideburns. I was like, do that. So I showed up on set. I got my costume. I looked like an idiot. Then I had like tight, it was supposed to take place in 1982. So I had tight jeans, a beige like polo shirt, and a green satin jacket that looked like a really generic Celtics jacket. They couldn't be Celtics jacket because you'd have to pay for that.
Money.
Right. So I got my costume. They were like, all right, go to hair and makeup. You stand in a line. They go, you know, they just kind of go like, you skip a couple people. You go to makeup. You go to makeup. You go to hair. You go to hair. They sent me to hair, which is basically the lady looks at me and she goes, yeah, I don't like a sideburns. And zoop, zoop. So I was like, all right, no, that was a waste of time. So I grew sideburns for 2 weeks and they just shaved them off immediately. Because there was no conversation between the cast, between the wardrobe lady and the makeup lady. And I'm not going to tell the makeup lady that the wardrobe lady told me to grow sideburns. I was like, whatever, fine. So, we're in Lynn, Mass. So, they bus us from, we're over by, like, the GE plant. It's like, there was, like, this big, you know, it's like this big parking lot.
On the 107
side? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're in this big parking lot. There's, like, tents and whatnot with makeup. I actually, remember I told you when I was in wardrobe, another kid walked in and he kind of looked like me. We kind of had, like, similar look. He was there, and I was like, oh, hey, I remember you from wardrobe. He's like, oh, hey, what's up? His name was Pat.
His name was Aaron.
Nice kid. I was like, all right, we're going to be friends for the rest of the day. He was like, cool. So we kind of buzzed around together. They threw us on a bus, and they sent us over to Central Square in Lynn Center. And they basically turned it into the Broadway stop on the Red Line. Looked really cool. It looked like a lot of fun. So I'm with Pat, and they were just like, all right, you know, you two stand over there. So we're standing by a bunch of actors playing cops. It's a parade scene. So we're standing there, and I look behind me, and here come, like, the Lynn people. And they're pointing, and they're, like, at a barricade, and, like, the AD's like, shoot, get out of here. Get lost. And, like, because, they're, you know, you don't want to see these people on camera. So I was like, shit, like, I'm never going to make it on camera. Like,
those people are going to trash your show.
They wouldn't ever reverse that angle. We're standing in the corner like, oh, that sucks. So we're standing there, they're standing at the parade. I was like, well, this is going to be a waste of time. Finally, one of the ADs walk over, and they're like, you two, that way. So we were like, fucking A, let's just, wherever they want us to go is better than here.
Yeah.
So they put us at the front of the parade, which is actually the end of the parade, because the parade comes up through, and we're kind of like at the end. So I was like, all right, awesome. So what they do is they run the parade through while they shoot their scene. It's a dialogue scene. I actually can't give away like details of the movie. They asked me not to.
Yeah.
But basically what happens is Joel Edgerton, who plays FBI agent John Connolly, walks through the parade looking for Johnny Depp, the, you know, Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
He has to walk in front of me in order to find him.
There you go.
They did a tracking shot where they had the camera go through, so I have to be in the movie. They actually, like, they follow him through. He's, like, walking through, and so it's the director of photography who's, like, over the shoulder of the guy holding the camera, and a third guy. And the third guy, when he gets to me, he kind of shoves me out of the way so they can walk through. So, I mean, I have to make it at some point.
It's a close up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So yeah, I was mad about busing. That was my thing. I had a sign that said never, and it meant like don't.
But
bus.
You don't mean it.
I don't.
You
no,
don't
of course
it.
Not. Well,
it's
I don't.
Acting.
I don't
it's
exist
acting.
In 1982. So well, I do, but
you
I was
do.
One. But it's
yeah,
fine.
But...
It was honestly, it's really arduous. It's a long ass. It was a 13. I was on set for 13 hours. Holy shit! Like, you know, all right, reset. Let's do it again. You're like, really?
Let's talk about craft service.
Some delicious chicken.
Yeah.
I had some delicious chicken, some rice pilaf, not too much butter, and a little bit of salad. I didn't want to I didn't want to muck up the works.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have any gastro situations.
No,
no
burritos.
Don't
take a dump.
No burritos.
That's what he's saying. You don't want to take
service.
A dump in the middle of Johnny Depp doing his part.
Exactly.
Excuse me, Mr. Depp.
So I had a light
I'm
lunch.
About to soil your trailer.
The coolest part was the actors hung out on set the whole time. Like, I talked to like other people, like, yeah, the actors really never hang out on set this much. So it's Slater from Dazed and Confused.
Yep.
Jesse Plemons, who plays Kevin Weeks, and Johnny Depp, and they were just on set the whole time. So like you can't go over and be like, oh hey Johnny Depp, blah,
yeah.
blah. But like he walked by me, I was like, hi, how you doing? He was like, oh good, and he just kept walking. And
yeah,
so like
that's,
yeah,
that's surreal.
Yeah, it was cool. And Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
He was Billy Bulger, and he was like
he's a handsome man.
He's
he
a very
was,
handsome
he
man.
He was the Grand Marshal.
He was the Grand Marshal. And the funny part about him is where I'm standing, there's two little kids standing in front of me, so he comes over and tussles the kid's hair. How's your pitching arm, Johnny? And he's right in front of me, so I might get that too. A little bit of screen time
go.
On that.
Hey, Johnny.
So yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was a good time. I mean, I met a lot of really cool people.
What would you say to people listening that say, I want to do something, anything. I want to be on a movie. I love movies.
I hope you have some free time because I got lucky. I was on vacation.
So I guess how'd you even hear about it?
Facebook. Somebody posted on Facebook. They were like, oh, they're looking for blah, blah, blah. And the auditions was Saturday and Sunday, and I wasn't working Sunday, and it was at the Bayside Expo Center. So I was just like, I'll just go down, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I like CVS'd like headshots. Like I legit took my cell phone, took two headshots, a couple selfies, printed them out over at the thing there, you know, attached them to my size card, passed to the lady. She's like, all right, thank you. It got me a callback. So that's cool. I found out I need 3 vouchers to get into SAG. I have 2. So voucher is basically your pay stub.
Yeah.
So I need 1 more movie, and then I'll be in the union, and then they contact you.
So if somebody said, I want to maybe, you know, be an extra just because I like movies, mm-hmm. or maybe some extra money or something.
Right.
You know,
yeah, definitely go for it. Yeah, I mean, just keep your eye. There's a couple casting agencies in Boston that will post casting calls.
I mean, I was looking at some of them. Some of the websites, obviously, if you Google, you find a bevy of websites to do it. A lot of them are pay. You have to, like, pay for a service, and then they...
Yeah, the kid Pat that I was hanging out with, he did extra work in the Clear History movie with Larry David. Okay. They shot down the Cape. He said, I didn't get paid for that. I kind of stood around for 5 hours. They shot something with me, and then they cut it. So he said it was kind of a waste of time.
Did it seem like a lot of these people utilize that kind of service? Like, I'll pay money to get more information about...
Yeah, there was a woman that I was standing with that I was picking her brain, and she was like... She was like a part-time babysitter and then full-time, like, anything that I can get, extra work, whatever, of trying to make it, you know, in the in the entertainment business. Yeah, it was a good time. If I wasn't getting paid, I probably would never do it again, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Well, I can't say that. If the right situation... But, I mean, it was awesome that I got paid. Yeah, or the right movie, whatever. It was awesome I got paid. It was cool. It was just cool to see a movie getting shot, you know, like watching the director. I was saying it was like funny that what struck me is not strange, but it's, I guess it makes sense. The ADs do all the work. The assistant directors are yelling at the extras, calling action. The director's basically just sitting under a tent staring at like playback.
Dailies.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was cool. Honestly, I'm really excited to see the movie because I'm in it. And it seems like it's going to be a cool movie. It looks kind of like an Oscar grab, which is interesting. And I was actually made the joke to Pat. I was like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if this won Best Picture and we were in, like, the Best Picture of, like, 2015 or whatever?
That'd be sick.
That'd be kind of cool. So, yeah, that was my movie day.
I mean, obviously, for us, geographically, we're pretty much, like, obligated to watch this movie by birthright.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you know what's funny is I was in dress shoes, so it was really fucking painful, and like I was sitting down between takes because my back couldn't take it anymore. But I mean, I my call time was 5, so I was up at 4. We wrapped at 6:30. We were on buses going back to our cars at 7. When I was standing there waiting for the bus, I was like, this was a pain in the ass. I'm never doing this again. When I got back to the tent, you get your clothes and you get like a card and you have to like, you know, you have to, like, punch out, basically. Yeah. I was seeing people, like, not in their, like, costume, but, like, in real life. And they were like, oh, hey, man, you know, we hope we see you at the next one. You know, like, I kind of made, like, connections with people. I was like, I made friends. And, like, at the end, like, I remember I was pulling out of the parking lot and I saw another girl I was standing with and she was, like, waving goodbye to me. And it was like you were leaving, like, summer camp and you were like, oh, like, I spent legit 15 hours with these people. Yeah. You got to know them. You got to, like, know where they're from and who they are as people. And I was like, wow, like, I would definitely do this again. Like, I don't know, it was some of those things where, like, it was just a cool experience, and I got to meet some cool people.
We got to find some more.
I'll do another one, probably.
We got to put these acting chops to work.
Yeah, I think, oh, and Corey, this means nothing to anybody listening but you, but the guy who played the mayor, I'm 99.9% certain he was our... remember we took an acting class in college?
Yep, yep.
It was him. I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he's walking through. He looks like he looks like Tywin Lannister. He's like an old dude with white hair and a goatee.
I can see his face.
Yeah, and he's walking through.
I can't think of his name.
Because it makes sense because like the North Shore Community College connection.
Yeah.
And he's like the mayor and he's with his wife and he's waving. I'm like, God damn, that guy looks familiar. Fairly certain he was in our acting...
I want to say he was like Dorothy. Like,
I don't know. Dorothy, yeah, he looked like super Irish dude. The only thing I ever remember with that guy is he told me that he knew Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
And he said they were pains in the asses.
Yeah, that they sucked as actors, which was awesome.
They were pains in the asses.
So yeah, that's my movie experience. So it was a thing. It was a thing
that
we did.
I think it would be cool to do if we could find more stuff around just to do...
You need that. You need to be open time wise, and it's tough with work.
It's tough, yeah, absolutely. So. I mean, I was watching that guy who was in that thing.
Yeah, that's actually a really good documentary too.
It's worth checking out. I didn't. I'll be honest. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, why?
Because I'm me. I don't feel like you have to watch the entire thing, but they were saying, and it, you know, it was people who you've actually seen in things, and they were saying, you know, I only make about $5,000 a year doing this.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, and that was one of the other experiences I came out of it, and it's not as negative as it might sound, but it really showed you, it sucked the magic out of movies and showed you that it's a fucking job. Like, Johnny Depp, like, he stood around a lot, and like, you know what I mean? And then he talked to Edgerton, they were in the scene together, and then he talked to the director, and they're working. They were, like, actually, they're at work. You know what I mean? And that's why, like, you know, essentially you don't bug them, because it's like, he's in his headspace, and he's going to the lines over in his head over and over. And we had a reset, do it again. And, like, one of the actors got, like, pissy at one point. Not pissy, but, like, you can tell he was frustrated. Well,
you gotta do it the same way every single time, and that's gotta take, like, an immense amount of focus.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, things like TMZ and all of these, you know, entertainment news and stuff, make them all out to be these poor,
like you're
rich
not allowed,
people.
Yeah,
and
they're
them.
Not allowed to get mad and like angry and upset and the and whole thing. And
it's
I'll
an
tell
awesome
you right
job,
now,
but it's a job.
The whole Christian Bale flipping out thing, like,
does it make sense now?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Like, can you like imagine they're on their like 15th reset, like reset, and he's trying to get into the scene. He's trying to, I want to get this done so everyone can go home.
Yeah.
And here comes dipshit fucking walking through the lights. So get this guy out of here. Like, who are you? Like, beat it.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, obviously
good
he felt
for you.
He shouldn't have flipped out on him, but he was probably frustrated. You've been frustrated at work and probably said things you wish you didn't say.
A few times.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all it was. It was a really cool experience, but let's wrap up this episode. I didn't want to make this all about me. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Anything you guys want to add in before we left over our asses out of here?
I got nothing.
I can't follow that up.
It was a good time. So that's Pop Junk Leftovers. Join us next week, hopefully. Fingers crossed. We're gonna do some more retro junk. We're gonna review some old movies, some old fun movies that we want to talk about.
Obviously, like us.
Yeah, do the
rate us.
Please do the iTunes thing. That's the most important. If you've never done it, if you're a fan of the show, if you listen fairly regularly, please go to iTunes, just give us a star rating and give us a review. I don't care if the review is just you pounding on the
friend
fucking
keyboard.
Friend
on Facebook?
Facebook's wishy-washy. I made a Facebook, but like I don't really go to it very often. I suck at social media. That's just the bottom line. I'm just fucking terrible at it.
Find him, it's his real name.
Yeah. Go to Podomatic if you want to find us on Podomatic. We have a good amount of followers on Podomatic.
Yep.
A lot of hits on Podomatic. A lot of hits on the war episode. It's a highly rated episode. Very surprised at that. I thought the action sequence episode.
It's because of one John Grover.
It was, and I think it is a one John Grover.
I'll admit, I didn't have time in the office to listen to either one of them.
Well, if
really
if you had
to
listen to one, I would want you to listen to the war episode.
I'll hear them both. Spent too much time out in the field.
I even asked Tom from Sunset Rising. I was like, what'd you think about the war episode? He was like, that was one of the best episodes.
Nice.
He liked it a lot.
Awesome.
And I even told that to Dad. He was like, really? I really liked it. I was like, yeah, he did.
Start. Well, he's going to be back then.
Let me plug a new podcast that I'm featured on. On Sunset Rising Productions, we just recorded last night. We're doing the fantasy movie podcast, which is almost like we're in the vein of like fantasy football, fantasy baseball, where we draft movies to each other. There's a category. The first one we did was Christopher Nolan movies. So I pick, like, your first draft pick is, like, he drafted The Prestige. So I had to watch The Prestige. And then I go through it and I say, all right, it's a four-star movie, so that's 4 points. Great cinematography, that's 2 points. Like, what you think about the movie is, like, a point system, and then you win. It's a fantasy football. So we did a fantasy movie podcast. You can find that on Podomatic. I'll have more. We just recorded last night. It's probably not edited yet. So I'll have more information on that, but we had a lot of fun doing that. And then we talk hockey and we talk Survivor.
I mean,
we talk
iTunes app makes it really easy.
Yeah.
I mean
you can
stream to the,
to
the iPhone.
I go through Podomatic to go through iTunes. So those are your two avenues to find the show, and popjunkmovies.com where I don't write enough about movies. I want to, I should more. Just keep an eye on it because I post the podcast there, and then we review Sage Reviews TV shows. I sometimes write articles about movies.
I have the article bit that I want to start.
Yeah,
doing on
send
that.
Them over. Send them over. Any content is good. We got a lot of hits on that site.
That's
going
to be late to the party.
So that's it for us. I was Adam.
I was Corey.
I was Evan.
We were Pop Junk Movies. This was an episode of Leftovers where we just spew a bullshit.
And you know what? We'll see you.
We will see you in the movies. You'll see you in the movies.
Uh-oh.
Bye.